And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Olive trees in the Garden of Gethsemane come from cuttings of a tree dating back to when Jesus is believed to have prayed on the hill in Jerusalem before his death, scientists have said. The study of one of the holiest places for Christians was commissioned by Custodia Terrae Sanctae, a group of Franciscan missionaries who maintain and study ancient monuments in the Holy Land associated with Jesus Christ. The study on 8 olive trees in the garden began in 2009 and has involved several Italian researchers and professors, including Giovanni Gianfrante, an expert on the history of olive trees in the Mediterranean region. The research found that 3 of the 8 trees dated back to the middle of the 12th century and that parts of their roots were even older. The garden was reorganized by crusaders between 1150 and 1170. The analysis found that all 8 trees had similar genetic profiles, which researchers said meant they were all related to a single tree. Cuttings from that more ancient tree were planted in the 12th century, the scientists said at a press conference in the Vatican. Franciscan monk Pier Battista Pizzabella, who was also known as the Custos of the Holy Land, said the olive trees were a testament to a deeply rooted faith. Watch yourself if you're planning to visit Paris and you would like to wear gold jewelry. A new trend has hit the streets of Paris, ripping gold chains from their owners' necks. Police said this week that 270 people have been arrested in the first 9 months of the year for muggings aimed at cashing in on the rising price of the precious metal. In July alone, at the height of the tourist season, there were 635 reported incidents of thefts of gold chains or necklaces in the French capital and its surrounding suburbs. Authorities in other French cities have reported a similar upward trend in gold center thefts in a year which has seen the metal hit record highs, thanks to its rediscovered status as a safe haven in times of financial turmoil. Gold prices were at $1,735 an ounce on the London bullion market, up from $1,574.50 at the beginning of the year. Wilhelm Brasser, a former Auschwitz prisoner whose photographs from inside the Nazi death camp provided a chilling historical chronicle of the horrors committed there, has died at the age of 95, an Auschwitz museum historian said on Wednesday. Brasser, who died on Tuesday, was sent to the camp after he was caught in 1940, trying to flee Nazi-occupied Poland to join the Polish military in exile. He was put in a work detail which had to haul bodies from the gas chambers to be incinerated. When his jailers at Auschwitz discovered he was an experienced photographer, they set him to work taking pictures of prisoners for the prison's internal files and recording the visits of senior German officials for posterity. He was also ordered to take photographs of the medical experiments conducted by camp doctors on inmates. He tried to come back to photography after the war, but it was too difficult for him, an Auschwitz museum historian said. The fact of having taken such pictures was disturbing for him. The Nazis killed some 1.5 million people, most of them Jews, at Auschwitz. Brasser's pictures, among the few photographic records of the death camp, were recovered from Nazi files at the end of World War II, and they are now a centerpiece of the exhibits at the Auschwitz Museum. Over the 5 years he spent at the camp, Brasser shot some 50,000 pictures, of which nearly 40,000 survived. Brasser, who was of mixed Austrian-Polish descent, was active in setting up the Auschwitz Museum and spent years after the war helping educate young people, especially from Germany, about the Holocaust. In 2005, Polish director Irek Dobrolowski released a documentary film about Brasser's life called The Portraitist. A whiskey-stained Beatles record, which the band used as a drinks coaster during a drunken car game, is set to fetch £15,000 at auction. The record was one of the first gold label pressings of Please Please Me and was signed by the Fab Four following the game almost 50 years ago. The band handed over the signed record after finishing their game with a hotel manager and the group Freddie and the Dreamers. The Beatles were staying at the Normandy House Hotel in Paddington, northwest London in July 1963 and signed the record as a thank you for the hotel's hospitality. The autographs are being sold by the son and daughter of Arthur Smith, the hotel owner, and expected to fetch £15,000 at auction. Liz Chambers, Mr. Smith's daughter, said the Beatles returned to the hotel in the early hours after attending some promotional events. In their possession was the record, one of the first gold labels of Please Please Me, which had been given to them. All of the Beatles joined the car game and the record was placed in the middle of the table where it was used as a coaster for whiskey glasses. As the car game reached a drunken conclusion in the early hours, all of the Beatles signed their signatures and added short messages as a thank you for the hospitality they'd been shown while staying at the hotel. Freddie and the Dreamers also signed the record cover. popular. The hotel was one of the few willing to accommodate pop stars due to several instances in which fans caused damage trying to force entry in the early 1960s. Auctioneer Paul Campbell of Campbell's Auctioneers of Worthing, West Sussex, said, "We are delighted to have been asked to sell these autographs dating from almost 50 years ago. You can still see the liquid stains on the album, and the autographs are a little smudged." This game of cards would have taken place in one of the private rooms, as the hotel prided itself on providing discretion to pop stars. There can be problems with the authenticity of some Beatles autographs, but this cannot be disputed. That is why it's worth so much more than a standard set on a plain sheet of paper. This comes at an early stage of their career, and they were happy to oblige and wanted it to be a thank you gesture. The autographs will go to auction at Campbell's in Worthing on December the 11th.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.